It's 3:31. Mike Misnelli show 97.5 Fanatic. We've been consumed with Eagles talk most of this show so far, but last night at the Palestra, a big time upset pulled off by the Penn Quakers, and our next guest, the head basketball coach of Penn, Mr. Steve Donohue. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Michael? Good to talk to you, my friend.
It's fantastic. Listen, you were the last bastion from the Big Five to play this out and to hit Villanova with the knockout blow. How did you pull it off?
Well, you know, being the last, I think, was helpful because I thought they all three games had moments where you thought the other team was going to win. I thought all three teams showed some things for us that we could probably try to do, and I think it benefited us.
Interesting. So what did they show you, and what did you think you could do against this team?
Well, it's more what you can't do against them. You start putting the ball on the floor, they do such a great job of guarding the ball, just not allowing you to get to the rim, make plays for others. You somehow have to move the basketball. And it's difficult because they switch so much. They deny so much. They're so aggressive. But if you're going to beat them, I think you're going to have to do that.
All right, so you raised a great point, because that's what under Jay Wright, they've always been very athletic and kind of the same type of player that can all defend, all pass, and all switch. And that's important because that doesn't leave open spots on the floor or open cutters. They switch and they blow up screens up top. Yep. So, like, how do you have to, like, maneuver with that? It's just a matter of keeping the ball popping?
Yeah, a little bit, Mike. And I think you got to have some patience, some kids, and we play that way anyway. But, like, for instance, set more back screens than you ever have. Hopefully they switch it and you get a guy open on some kind of slippage. You continually have those kind of concepts within your offense. We kind of play like that anyway, so we're not affected as much.
But you also have to make shots, and it's not easy against that team.
No question. And I'll be honest with you, I thought they were actually better than I anticipated after watching them. I think the young kids are starting to get it. I think they're physical. They probably fouled a little too much last night, but 2 months from now, that's going to be a heck of a basketball team.
I'm talking to Steve Donohue, head coach of Penn. Now, Steve, listen, here's the reason why they win 25 in a row. They're well coached. They get really good kids. But they also are in a position where they can get the higher recruits. I mean, they get the 4-star recruits. They get an occasional 5-star. The rest of the Big Five is not in that category. So it doesn't really surprise me that they've rattled off that kind of a win. It's almost like a hopeless situation for Big Five teams to compete against them on an every year basis, is it not?
Well, let me say this. I think you make a good point. Part of the reason they dominated the Big Five is more about them than the other four schools. During that stretch, LaSalle went to a Sweet 16. St. Joe's won 2 A-10 titles. Philadelphia went to 6 straight NCAA tournaments. And Penn, we got there last year. So it's not like we took a dramatic step back. I kind of agree with you. They stepped it up. They're getting... Right now, they have 2 kids on their team that are top 50 that didn't play last night. They got it going. Let's give them credit, and they're getting the players, and next year's class is even better.
Yeah, they're in an echelon now, and you win 2 championships in 3 years to get in the homes of those major guys that, you know, the Dukes of the world are also in play for.
Yeah, and the beauty of basketball, though, Mike, is you can develop and play 4 years. Now, they haven't got hit by the one-and-dones. Now, they may, in the next couple of years, get that kind of thing to work with, but there's no question they're doing an incredible job on the recruiting trails in 2 ways. One, they're getting really talented kids, but they're also getting the right kids, and that's obviously been the key to success.
Talking to Steve Donohue, head coach of Penn. Steve, I am always fascinated the way that Ivies have to recruit. Now, I think it's an upswing for the Ivy League. Yale's been good. Harvard's been good. Your Cornell team. How do you ID a recruit good enough to come to your school to be a viable team that would make an NCAA tournament?
You know, Mike, I think it's gotten substantially easier in the last 10 years. There was a shift in the financial aid packaging across the Ivies for all students. But athletics has benefited. So now a middle-class family that before could never afford it, now it's pay, you know, a couple thousand dollars to get an Ivy League education, as opposed to going to any hundreds of schools that offer scholarships. And we've done it. Our league, we had seven top 100 players in our league 2 years ago in the recruiting class. So these kids are making these decisions. We have a top 100 coming next year. And I think it has a lot to do with the affordability now that the financial aid provides.
It was, but the interesting part of what you said there is that the sell is the Ivy League education. Most coaches are selling the NBA.
Correct. I think we're doubling down on that. This is changing your life. And you can still compete at a national level. And look at us. We played Miami and Villanova at home in front of great crowds and ESPN. And at the end of this, you're getting a Wharton degree. That's a pretty good sell.
You're getting what? No, you're right. So that player has to think that maybe he's not good enough for the NBA?
I would hope not.
No, you see what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, at the end of my 4 years, I'm going to just get a great job because I got a Wharton school education.
Well, I do think that's, you know, a way to look at it. But these kids now, they know their window and they love basketball. My guys, I have guys on my team that want to play in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So's Harvard. So's Yale.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin's in the NBA. It can happen. And I don't think it's that much dramatically different that we play 14 games in the Ivy League. That's going to prevent you from playing in the NBA. Our kids get invited to Chris Paul's camp, LeBron James's camp. They get exposure now through all the synergy and cable networks that are available. I think they think they can do it from this level, too.
I also read where you mentioned that you sell the Big Five to these kids. Now, you're getting kids from all over the country who are Ivy League quality students. Do they get the concept of the Big Five? Does that really resonate with them?
Well, it does for us, Michael, just because those schools in the Big Five, for them, are brands that they recognize. Villanova, Temple, LaSalle, St. Joe's, all been the Final Fours. Some won national championships. We walk them into the Palestra, and they see that arena. And then we show them our schedule that I just talked about. I think the Big Five is a big piece of why we get kids. I do.
Stevie, listen, congratulations. Hell of a job last night. A lot of people are happy to see Villanova get down. You know the way it rolls in this city when you get too much success.
Tyrone
picked you guys outright.
Dude,
yesterday,
outright.
Well, I deferred to him. You know, I was actually hoping you would pull it off. You know, I love you, but Tyrone almost had the correct score.
Yeah, I know. I love him.
That's good work, Stevie. We'll talk to you.
All right, Michael.
All right, there is Steve Donahue, Penn basketball coach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.